All right. Welcome back to the Dangerous Curves podcast. I'm really excited about this going on because we got our multicam sort of going on. We got Aiden's shot right there, and then we got my shot right here, and then Nick's got his own little GP. That's a GoPro for those who are unaware. I don't know. Nothing else is really added. We got good lighting now. Before was kind of, I mean, before, you know, we didn't release the last one, this video.
Yeah, no, it's cut off like roughly 30 minutes.
The lighting was so bad, we just refused to release it.
It was just poorly filmed.
Well, so that one's
only one of us went to like film school and like learned how to do all that stuff. But now we got, we were flying blind. But if there was only someone there to help us.
But now we got a guy behind the camera,
right?
Whose sole job is to help us out with that. But so in all honesty, this is the first time that the set is being unveiled, and I'm actually really excited about it because I'm really proud of it. I was trying to go for like the 80s basement vibe, and people who aren't listening on video or aren't watching the video, this doesn't really make sense. So I just wanted to expel that, how excited I am about this, and about how excited I am about, oh, Nick, you were in pink socks today.
You know it. I sure am. I'm not going to show the camera, but I'm wearing pink socks.
Can you lift your foot up in front of the in front of Aiden's camera right now?
I don't think I will.
Just kind of. I'm really unveiling a lot of my toe action. So I'm going to go off of, like, do you want to explain what we're going to be doing today on our little roadmap, or do you want me to go?
Oh, you can do it. I know you like to talk.
I do have my own podcast called The Work Was Fine podcast, if anybody else is curious. But right off the bat, this is episode 2. I think I might have said that already. I don't know. But this is officially the Dangerous Curves podcast. We're going to start off right off the bat. We're going to go, Jesus Christ. I'm going to say we're off the bat. We're going to knock out of the park today.
The dead silence really says it all.
I know. I want to keep it in because it's so funny. The top 5 holidays that don't exist. We stole this, not stole, stole slash.
Took inspiration from
the Will and Rusty's Playdate podcast. So I want to give them full, like, they genuinely came up with the idea, and we're just kind of taking it and running with it because it's just such a fun idea. My second one is we're going Kyle's Bathroom of the Week. I made a fun little presentation for this, so if you're not watching on video, I recommend you could go on the video to watch our little presentation that we got going on, because I made a fun little presentation.
We'll take a slight tour around and look at other people's bathrooms, see if you can pick out your favorite of the week.
Yeah, and then leave it in the comments, and then tell us, like, how much bathrooms do you think... I'm not looking at a camera. How much bathrooms... I don't know. Kyle and Aiden talk about Tennessee and New Orleans. I didn't mean to say that part, but unfortunately that was one that it starred probably because you didn't want me to say it. Anyways, the one-star travel agent, that's something that Nick's going to explain. That's going to be a fun little improv thing that me and Aiden are going to go down. My weekly TikTok that I brought, and then co-authorization, that's another little improv game that is new, and me and Aiden are excited to start with that. So right off the bat, we're going to do our top 5 holidays that don't exist. I want Aiden to start because I've been talking for a while.
All right. Well, I figure we can start off with, you know.
We're going to go back and forth.
I think that'd be the best way to do
it.
Okay,
right? So we're going to go back and forth. You're going to start off.
Starting off with two of my favorite things, maracas and Hanukkah. Maranica, arguably. And it's a holiday celebrating a story way back in the ancient times of 2007.
Ancient times.
I was in a restaurant, and the band was playing such wonderful music. But the Maraca Man, he was going harder than everyone else.
Is that what it's called? The Maraca Man?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm immersing myself in the story.
Right, yeah. Close your eyes. And so we're eating our food, but then all of a sudden the band stops playing. And there's no music, just dead silence. Not even the forks on the plates, nothing, just quiet. But Maraca Man, he knew. He had to do 8 more hours of playing just maracas. And he lasted those 8 full hours. Miraculously, with only truly 1 hour of energy. Thus, we celebrated with 8 days of non-stop maracas.
I really look forward to Maranica.
Yeah.
I really look forward to Maranica every year because me and my family celebrate it, obviously.
Yeah.
You can tell I'm Moroccan. Never mind. But,
when during the year is it, Aiden?
July.
The 4th of July, but it's kind of...
The 4th of July, it overlaps heavily.
It's kind of overshadowed. That's why you might not know about it.
Yeah, you might not have heard about it.
But I'll go next. I, I did a my first one is it's pretty simple. It's just Who Gives a Hoot Day. It's pretty much just a day that like you just who really gives a hoot? You can do whatever you want. Like it kind of correlates with the Purge. Because you could like who gives a hoot? Like you can just do whatever you want. But it's like a fun little like it's a fun little version of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like you could wear sweatpants to work that day. And I know because who gives a hoot or I don't know, just pretty much just stuff like that. That's what I have.
Are you allowed to jaywalk?
You can jaywalk on Who Gives a Hoot
that's
Day.
That's a little scary. I don't like jaywalking.
Well,
I'm fearful of cars.
Well, here's the thing. Then you gotta wear a big bright vest.
Smart.
But you can still do it because you can wear a big bright vest on Who Gives a Hoot Day because who gives a hoot?
All right. You finished?
I'm done.
Awesome. My next holiday is going to be New Day's Eve. So, you know, there's New Year's Eve, but I don't like waiting a full year to have an excuse to go out and party. So I think New Day's Eve would, you know, to celebrate that 24-hour period in between, you know, days. And I think that's, you know, it would give people a lot more reason to celebrate. And, you know.
Just every night?
Yeah, because it's always the eve of the next day.
Like Monday's Eve?
Yeah, except imagine Monday's Eve, but every day is Monday. It's New Day's Eve.
Oh yeah, I think we might celebrate New Day's Eve tonight. I mean, we kind of have to.
Yeah, it's a long-standing holiday of 3 days ago.
And you can't
started.
I mean, do you remember New Day's Eve of July 24th, 2021?
Yeah, it was a wild New Day's Eve. You know
what I mean? That July, and then April
26th. Yeah, the stories we could tell about New Day's Eve.
New Day's Eve of April 26th was a crazy day. But yeah, I can't keep shutting my book. My next one is opposite day.
Opposite day, that's a good one.
It's just a normal day.
just a normal day. Yeah,
it's just a normal ass. It's a normal odd day.
You want to go any more in depth?
No. If anything, every day is opposite day.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Nick, do you celebrate opposite day?
I celebrate it every day along with New Day's Eve.
Yeah, they go great together.
They go hand in hand.
They really do. You can double celebrate.
Hell yeah.
Days.
Damn. That's an alcoholic's dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's New Day's Eve today. It's opposite day. I'm celebrating.
What was that other one I sent you? Shut up. I thought about it.
It's a Stankmas.
Oh my God, Stankmas! That is a good one.
You said I'm excited about Stankmas.
I was excited about Stankmas. So Stankmas is it's a day. So this again happened long, long time ago.
Of course,
in the year 2011.
As they all do.
A long time ago, and there was a man whose odor was just so rank, so unbelievable, that it actually shut down a city. And people liked that. You know, they thought. Why do we bathe ourselves and, you know, every day march on as though we're not, you know, spiraling towards an impending death?
Every day and march on.
And that stanky man, he really, you know, he showed his true colors that day. And I think everybody kind of liked that. So they thought, what if once a year we just all got real stanky?
Yeah.
You know.
Is there any, like, celebration or is it just, like, you just stank?
You just stank. You eat stanky food. You wear dirty clothes, you just smell.
What time of the year is this?
You know, July.
They're all in July. Yeah. It's also
July 4th.
Like, shit, July 4th.
Yeah.
I gotta stop swearing. My mom told me to stop swearing in this podcast. You guys gotta stop me. Like, you gotta frown at me every time I do it.
Oh, trust me. I've been thinking about it.
I'm actually really excited about this next one that I have. How many do you only have three?
I can probably think of another one.
Okay. I have Measure Flip Day. This day, everyone in the U.S. has to switch to the metric system, and everybody everywhere else has to switch to the imperial system. But just for a day, everything has to switch to it, no matter what it is.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
And so, therefore, it really fucks up stuff, but only for a day.
What did you just say about not swearing, Kyle?
God. Damn.
I was about to say you're about to, and then you just actually did stir again.
Sorry, Mom.
You know, looking around the room, National Light Bulb Day.
Bro, just, is it the lamp over there?
Yeah, it's the lamp over there. But, you know, I've thought of a backstory.
Well, good. You know, all of them have a backstory.
Every single holiday.
Mine don't have a backstory, I guess, but, like.
Opsi didn't need one. That was a really good one. Yeah, so Light Bulb Day. You know, where would we be without light bulbs? Probably in the dark. You know.
And that's why we had no video for that last episode podcast.
We were celebrating
Light Bulb Day. We just get rid of all your light bulbs. Don't even just take them out or like leave them off. You throw them away.
Energy saving.
To remind you of how important light bulbs are. And then you just eat them. Then you just start wolfing down light bulbs.
Wolfing down.
Yeah, that's a good holiday. It's a good holiday.
Do you break it apart? Or do you just like...
Yeah, you just eat them whole.
Like just belly.
Yeah, just to remember... Light bulbs are really important.
They really it's a really important holiday.
Really important holiday. You'll never guess about roughly the time of year that holiday is.
I'm gonna shoot in the dark right now. July.
How did you know?
There's a trend. My next one is another one that I'm very excited about. This one is a leave your baby in a hot car day.
I don't know. Maybe we don't do this one. This
No. It sounds really bad, but really, in all honesty, it's just a yearly reminder to clean your windows.
And I'm assuming you celebrate this in the summer?
Well, yeah, because that's when your windows are the most dirty.
Realistically, July, right?
Yeah.
It's a good time for celebration.
It's just, I mean, really, it's just a yearly reminder to clean your windows. I mean, like, the name is kind of off-putting. I get it.
I think it's to just, it's like the shock factor.
Of course. People are like, what?
Get people aware of
they like open it up. And maybe like they open up their phone and Google tells them, leave your baby in a hot car day. But it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And it's like, oh yeah, I got to clean my windows. That's really all it's supposed to be.
Now, who do you know that celebrates this, Kyle?
Do you not celebrate?
I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I celebrate it weekly. I clean the windows for the babies in my car.
So yeah. I mean, and really you're doing it for the babies.
You're doing it for the babies.
It's for the babies.
Very well done.
You got one more? Or do you want me to go right off the bat?
Oh, I could probably think of another one. You know, this might actually already be a holiday, but I think we don't celebrate it correctly. That's National Wildfire Day. You know,
never mind. I don't want to expose you.
You know, wildfires, they big. And they're often scary. And I think people need to be more aware of them because, you know, big, scary. And how one celebrates National Wildfire Day in July...
That actually probably is one of the best ones. That's the best time.
So everybody in the community will go out to their national forest, and they just start a little fire.
Yeah.
And then they quickly stomp it out before it becomes a massive thing. Just to remind you how close you always are to losing thousands of acres of forest.
I mean, because in all honesty, like as big as wildfires are, nobody knows about them. You'll never turn on the news and ever see wildfires.
You never see them in the news.
It's never a thing. I've never turned on the news and been like, hey, California's on fire. It's never happened.
I don't even think there's any jobs or any, like, things about wildfires. Nobody does anything with them.
No, there's definitely not a guy in one of those, like, helicopters that, like, go up and, like, steals water from people's pool.
Yeah, steals the water. Yeah, stealing that water from those pools, man. Yeah, I don't think there's anything designed for.
No.
I just think it's, you know, I was about to say underrated. Rather, you know. It's unheard of, really.
Yeah.
We need more people to hear about wildfires.
So, all we can say, I mean, it just promotes just, like, going out and, like, stomping fires. Like, if you see a wildfire happening, stomp.
Just stomp.
Just stomp.
It really does.
Just stomp it out. And if it hurts, keep going. You're not doing it hard.
You might have started it, so you better put it out.
Yeah. I mean, if it could be a cigarette. It could be...
Fire. Just...
Yeah, it could just
spontaneous be... Spontaneous combustion.
It happens.
I can imagine that every July is such a heart attack for Smokey the Bear because of you guys.
Yeah, it's stressful.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff to deal with. Everybody's starting fires in July. Oh, and the fireworks. That might help too.
Yeah,
the fire shirt does work in July.
My last one is it's the lesser known cousin of President's Day. It's Vice President's Day. Nobody really cares about
it. I couldn't tell you the last five vice presidents.
Exactly. I mean, maybe, like, the first one ever? Is that John Adams?
That's a really good question.
Is John Adams the first vice president, Nick?
Let's take a look.
The genuineness of that question.
Well, no, because he was the second president, right?
Yeah.
I feel like they would just.
It was, in fact, John Adams.
Woo, woo! I think we can just. I think we can just give me a prize or something.
Yeah, maybe you should run for president. I think that's.
I know I'm gonna run for vice president.
Yeah.
Can I like start a petition to just like I don't even care who the president is, if I could just be vice president and just live in their like house? Do they get a fun house?
I don't
house?
Want there to be a president. I just want to be the vice president. Does no president, just me, but I'm vice president.
I know vice president. You know the vice president. Okay, this is gonna be a stupid thing, but there's some people who think that the vice president lives in the White House. Did you know that?
I would if I was vice president.
Well, do they get their own fun little place?
Yeah, the shed. They just stay outside. They're on White House grounds, but they're not allowed in.
Unheated.
Yeah,
you get like a cot and like maybe like a candle.
I mean, I figure they gotta be doing sleepovers with the president.
Like with like pillow fights and stuff.
Yeah, it's a stressful job, and you know, to relieve that stress, they just have a little sleepover.
I think George Washington probably. That actually is the beginning of Vice President's Day. George Washington came up with it because he always looked forward to his little pillow fights with John Adams.
Yeah, they were a weekly occurrence.
And so he just made it a holiday. He just made it a national Vice President's Day because like he just loved John Adams and his little pillow.
You only had one?
These were a long time ago.
They
can't afford that many pillows.
Nick. Really?
Think I mean, you think for the vice president they'd be a little more, just a little more accommodating.
Just like
for
think,
vice president
think
Day.
About in inflation.
I'm thinking about it.
It's a scary word, isn't it?
Yeah, but
don't
like
think
about
pillows.
Do you inflate pillows, Kyle?
You can.
Certainly yeah, but do you use air pillows?
The vice president did not. You want to know why? Because they only had one. You want to know why there was one presidential pillow that they used? Mm-hmm. And it's probably in the Hall of Fame right now. The Pillow Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame. Yeah. Show the Football Hall of Fame.
Like it's like at the end.
Yeah, just like, oh, this is the president's pillow.
They're like, what? They're like, all right, see ya. Just push him out the door. Do you? Oh wait, no, that was the last one.
That was five.
That was all five.
I'm really
technically
excited.
Technically 10.
Technically 10. In all honesty.
Can I just say after this, shout out the month of July for all the work that they're putting in.
Really?
Yeah, really. It's just a time for celebration.
I know. It's just like, you know, a lot of people look at like November through like what, January for, or not, even October through January as like the holiday season. Nope. July. July is the holiday month. Maybe even like the day, because a lot of yours happened to fall on July 4th, which is really unfortunate that America was founded on that day.
Yeah.
I just wish I could go back in time and fix it.
I know.
Oh, jeez. Time to drink.
How American.
How Wisconsinite of you. How Wisconsinite of you. All right. I want to go to Kyle's Bathroom of the Week.
Absolutely.
We don't just want to, Kyle. We need to.
Are you excited to go to Kyle's Bathroom of the Week?
Last time, I can't lie, I was a little disappointed. This bathroom better, you know.
Last time, there was no video. I didn't have to perform a presentation, but this time I'm excited to show you everything.
Click slideshow. My lord.
Oh, sorry. Five slides? Of course. So, right off the bat, we got Kyle's Bathroom of the Week. You can see the little stank clouds. We don't want stank in our bathroom.
No.
So, my
what about
bathroom...
stank miss?
And then up in the...
Stank miss, yes, we do.
Up on the side, it says honk if you like good smells. Can we get a honk?
No.
All right. So, Nick, we can go to the next slide.
Transitions. Wow.
Congratulations to full. Did you see how slow that
transition? I really like that transition.
Congratulations to full 124 in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Pho 124. I could never tell how to figure out how to pronounce that. Do you have something to say, Nick? Mister, what? How do you pronounce it? It's pho, right?
I mean, you said it right. You got there.
I said pho because I was reading it, but I know it's pho. I've been saying it as pho this whole time, except for right now. But this is so.
Yeah, before the cameras were on, before we were recording anything, all he said was pho. It was crazy.
And I'm really excited about so congratulations to pho 124. I have reasons, obviously, of what's going on here. I have some ups. I have some downs. It was a big roller coaster making this presentation. If you want to take the next one. The good things. So, I mean, right off the bat, it was a very clean bathroom. There was nothing. There was
Did
no.
You take those pictures?
Yeah.
That sure is something, Kyle. The on-scene report.
This is the bathroom. This is the dead-ass bathroom of Pho-124. Spelled out 1-2-4.
Did I say that?
What? Hmm? It is. It's spelled out O-N-E.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Anyways, the good things. Clean. There was no garbage in the... Or no, like, overflowing garbage. Because, like, I'm a big, like, anti-overflowing garbage. Because, like, ew. Then, paper towel. If you give a paper towel and hand dryer, like, then yeah. But if it's just a hand dryer, I'm not for it.
Yeah, especially because they just half the time barely work.
And they barely work. You have to sit there for way longer, and it's gross. It's actually, like, blowing germs on you. I'm not a big germaphobe, but sometimes I'm a germaphobe. Like, but paper towel is way cleaner.
I like those Dyson ones.
Yeah.
You stick your hands in, and they just...
I mean, they are cool. Like, they're, like, the little, like, what is it called? I don't know what it's called. Easy access to the cleaning supplies. I don't know if you, in the bottom right, you can see that they have, it's like a little cabinet that has all of the cleaning supplies on it.
In case you just feel like going out of your way to
clean it up for them. No, yeah. But in the case of they messed up, which they didn't because everything was stocked, and like you could like grab the paper towel, like say you needed it, you didn't have to like call the front desk. No, not call the front desk. You know what I mean? Like go somewhere, and like be like, hey, can I have paper towel? Everything was there.
I appreciate a bathroom that lets me be a little more independent.
Yeah, independency, and that's all of. And then obviously, like I said, it's stocked. Paper towel. You can see the paper towel right there. I don't even know if I. I don't know if it was like a pull. I think it was like even one of the like. I don't even know. Either way, paper towel is a good one. If you want to take the next one, this is
I will in just a second.
Yeah,
I just want to ask.
Yeah, interrupt, you know, like, Nick. Why not?
You know, yeah. There's just some really cool things. I just got to ask. Why is there a picture of a guy helping an old lady?
Oh, because that's a little boy doing a good thing.
And what? Oh, I see. Okay. I just like
it because
well,
we wanted.
It didn't
promote,
make sense
to
me at first
because
we're talking about a bathroom,
yeah,
and I just
good things. This, that is undeniably a good thing.
This little boy is doing a good thing for this old lady, so I figured.
Chivalry is not dead.
Uh-oh, one of the bad things. Small graffiti on the mirror. I know the second one you're probably like, what's going on there? But small graffiti on the mirror, that's me being mad about the mirror. I don't know who that is. What does that say? Benny, we can shout him out if he's listening. Benny Benot? That's not like a... Okay. Well, either way, that's just some of the bad... I mean, luckily there's two things on the list. And the second one doesn't even matter that much. Men's and women's are separated. Now, here's the thing. In real bathrooms, like with a bunch of stalls, obviously you're going to separate men's and women's. But when it's single stall, I'm going to say this every single time. Why do you separate it men's and women's? Why not they just be single stall that's like just unisex? Because like if I'm waiting in line for the men's bathroom and the women's bathroom is empty, I'm obviously not going to go in there because I'm going to come out and they're going to be like, you're not a woman. And then... It's going to be a whole debate and a whole spiel. And then, but if I just go in to like the anybody bathroom, I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
I made this whole spiel last time. Also, and Nick, before you ask, that little boy is doing a bad thing.
No, I wasn't going to ask about that. I was just going to be like, why do you have
right
yourself?
Picture. What's that all about?
That's no graffiti, by the way. Yeah, because I'm pro. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm pro. Pro not so I'm pro not messing up bathrooms and stuff.
Anti graffiti.
I actually had to look up anti graffiti clip art for that one. I'm not anti graffiti, but in that case, I'm anti graffiti because that's a nice bathroom and you ruined it. You can tell by the angriness on my face. I'm not happy about it. That's just me doing a thumbs down.
Yeah, it kind of cropped off your thumb, so it just looks like you're like putting your fist up.
Yeah, that's
tough guy.
All right, and you can go to the next slide.
It's so slow.
Congratulations to Pho-124. You have taken Kyle's bathroom of the week position. If you want to be one of Kyle's contenders for bathroom of the week, you have to invite me to your bathroom. So Aiden's invited me to his bathroom once or twice. I've had to decline because I don't think it's going to be up on the list. But I don't think your bathroom would pass. Unless your mom's cleaning it. Is she cleaning it?
My bathroom is incredible.
Are you cleaning it, or is your mom cleaning it?
Doesn't need cleaning, it's a bathroom.
All right. That's not how that works.
For stank mist.
Oh, well, if you're prepping for stank mist, that's a completely different thing. Never mind. Just look at me, though. Look how happy I am.
You look like a man that just saw a 10 out of 10 bathroom.
I did. Oh, it was not a 10. Oh, I was going to rate it. Crap. My bathroom rating on this scale, it's not a 10 out of 10 because there were some no's. There were a lot of yeses, but there were some no's. So my rating on this is probably going to be like a 7.3.
That feels kind of low. This is a pretty nice bath.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, an 8?
Yeah, like 8, 8.5.
8.5, 8.5. We'll call it an 8.5. I mean, there was graffiti on it. I mean, what are you going to do about that? It's carved into the mirror.
Yeah, I mean, that's more the fault of one person than the organization.
You're right. I mean, it's a single stall. I'm pro single stall. I mean, multi-stall is also really good, but I'm pro single stall.
For me, it depends on, like, the busyness. Like, if I'm at a restaurant where the line is, like, 3 people long and I got to wait for one guy to finish up, they're always taking their sweet time in there because who knows what's going on.
That's valid.
That's the downside. But
this wasn't a busy place.
Yeah, if I'm somewhere where it's dead and I go in there and there's just like 20 stalls, I'm like, they really over.
At that point, you just lock
overbuilt.
It.
They really thought that this was going to be more busy.
That's when you just lock it and just have a little party, have a little potty party. So congratulations to Fall 124. It's in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Let them know that Kyle from Dangerous Curve sent you.
They'll know what you're talking about.
They'll know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah. I let them know. Like, when I came out of the bathroom, I screamed it. I was like, this is Kyle's bathroom of the week. And everybody was like, was that good?
I was, like, clapping and celebrating. They're like, I can't believe I got to be here for Kyle's bathroom of the week. They knew already.
They were like, hooting and wooing and hooting. Like, hooting and hollering.
But... Moving forward with this, Kyle and Ian, it sounds like you've had some pretty big trips recently. You guys want to talk about that?
My bathroom of the week was in Brookfield, but I did have a big trip. Was actually
that's not
like,
the kind
of
trip I was talking about. Your
I
trip
know.
To the bathroom.
My trip to the bathroom. Oh, other than that, I went to Nashville. Do you know, like, what Broadway? You haven't been to Nashville, right?
New York, Broadway's incredible.
No, silly. Guy brought so it's like that's like the street that has all of the like bars on it, and
right.
they're all owned by like country music stars. So I was pretty much just kind of I was there with my brother, and then like every bar at this place like has like so many. They have like three bands per bar. It's like they're like three level bars. They're tall, and then like there's one band per bar. Which is wild. Dude, what did you do in New Orleans, Aiden?
You know, we didn't get up to anything super crazy like you
I feel
with
like
your
that's...
clothes bag.
But... I feel like that's always what you say. And then you're like, oh, I got kidnapped in Spain.
No, this was actually pretty tame. You know, we went to Bourbon Street, obviously. Incredible nightlife. I mean, even on, I think one of the days we went out, it was like a Monday or Tuesday. And still, just streets filled with people. We visited Frenchman Street. Which is a slightly lesser known street.
Freshman Street?
Frenchman.
Oh, Frenchman.
Where it's kind of like a little more where like it's like music bars, stuff like that. Nothing, not as, you know, wild.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, we saw so much stuff. You know, we went to those colleges down there.
What colleges?
Like LSU.
Oh, Livy Dunn.
Right.
Shout out Livy Dunn.
Shout out Livy Dunn.
And just, you know, walked around, lots of stuff to see. The you know, houses and buildings are incredible.
Are they, like, they're, like, old style, right?
Yeah, they're pretty old. I think we went to the like, oldest bar in the U.S. or something like that.
That's
Beat,
dope.
I think it's
in the U.S.?
Yeah, that's I think crazy. That's what they were saying. It isn't, sorry.
They probably could just claim that stuff.
Tons of famous people have been there. Will Ferrell, you know.
And they have, like, pictures of them
yeah,
on the
pictures
wall
of
them. That's
pretty
dope.
Cool spot, definitely would recommend.
Hell yeah.
What was your favorite parts about the trips for you guys?
I went to so many different places. I went to the Grand Ole Opry, which, like, do you know what the Grand Ole Opry is?
No.
It's essentially just like an old theater that's like where they like they record like something there that's like country music related. That's like a radio station, but also a show, but also like a YouTube thing. I don't know. But it's really cool. And then there was also Studio B, which is where like Elvis. And, like, Dolly Parton and, like, Johnny Cash, they all, like, filmed all of their, like... Or not filmed, I'm sorry. They recorded like a bunch of their like hits, like Heartbreak Hotel. That's an Elvis song, right? That was recorded there, and like I got in the actual studio where it was like recorded.
Yeah, I think my favorite spot in New Orleans, we went to it's like Cafe du Monde or something like that. Mm-hmm. They sell like these little like French donut kind of things. They're just buried in powdered sugar. They like destroy them with powdered sugar. It almost makes it challenging to eat without making a mess of you and your immediate surrounding. They're very tasty. And with coffee. Pretty solid.
And then Aiden, while we're on like the topic of food, you know, New Orleans is known for like their gumbo, their like crawfish, like gumbo. All that stuff of that. Like how was the food down there?
Oh, it was incredible. I had an alligator poo boy. It's pretty good.
No, I don't know what that is.
It's just a sandwich.
I don't know. I said no.
But yeah, it's the alligator was really good. I was like, down here, I have to try it.
What does alligator taste like?
I mean, it's tough because they use a lot of spices. But mm-hmm. It was definitely like a little bit of a tougher meat. But it almost tastes a little bit like sausage.
Do you just get them at, like, restaurants?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't make them myself. That's what you're asking.
All right. I guess that's a stupid question.
Do you get the food at the restaurants? No, I just found them on the street. It was really
sick. No, there's just this homeless guy. Dude, there's a lot of homeless guys in Nashville.
Honestly, there wasn't a ton of... I mean, there were some, but there wasn't, like, a ton of homeless people in New Orleans.
Well, I guess there wasn't a lot, but they were holding fun signs, and that's why they stood out to me. Like, one of them, like, said, I'll chop up your ex for $10. Or, like, and then incredible. Well, actually, in the beginning, it was $5. We walked around at a different time. It was $10. And then we walked back again, and it turned back to $5. So it was that surge price and that kind of, that he kind of started capitalizing on. And I'm just curious, like, what would have happened if I gave him $5?
I mean, science said, didn't it?
I guess I'd have to like give him my info, probably like my social and stuff. Give him the old number, social.
Well, awesome. I mean, it sounds like you guys had some pretty cool experiences. Seems like, I mean, it's obviously so cool that you guys got to go there on your trips and everything.
Yep.
And Aiden's a lot of
pretty important.
Yeah,
Aiden's important to me.
Like a lot of the people that are probably seeing this, they probably shared similar experiences, or they haven't been to Nashville or New Orleans before, so.
Yeah, go to Nashville. Go to my parents' house. That's where I slept. We just had an Airbnb. So Aiden didn't sleep at his parents' house.
Go to whatever Airbnb that Aiden slept at.
Honestly, it was a pretty solid spot. It was like a couple blocks from Bourbon Street.
I slept at Kyle's house, or Kyle's parents' house. Duh.
Yeah, I mean, like, sounds like they're both pretty accommodating for you guys. But no, that's really cool. They, they went there. Obviously, not everybody has been there, and that could be the same for. I mean, a bunch of other places, including what we're going to be talking about going forward. We are going to be airing our segment called One Star, and basically, just the premise of this is like, I'm going to use the segment that we're going to be going through as our example, which is going to be One Star Travel Agent. We picked, you could look at Nashville and New Orleans and say, like, wow, these are some, like, the coolest places that America has to offer. One Star Travel Agent kind of looks at the opposite of that. You're looking at some of the bottom barrel places. The main question you would ask when you're, like, looking at some of these places is, like, why would anybody want to go here? Kyle and Aiden, you guys are here to answer that question today. So I made a presentation for you guys in advance. Do you guys like shake each other up or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're showing our love for each other.
I love the camaraderie that you have with each other.
Yeah.
This should bode well then. Cool.
Camaraderie.
Nice. Yeah. I made a presentation for you guys to talk a little about our destination. So where are you guys taking us today?
We are going to Gary, Indiana.
We're gonna take a little bit of a detour for this one. We're gonna stop you. We're gonna take a quick, big pit stop actually in Gary, Indiana. Yeah, Aiden and I are pretty excited about this one.
Good.
Yeah, so it was previously known as the Magic City, for fast industrial progress.
Of course.
Good location.
Mm-hmm.
About a 45-minute drive to Chicago.
And, like, what city doesn't want to be named Magic?
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty. That's magic. So magical. Like, if I go there.
Magic.
I'm seeing like the one on the bottom, and I'm like, whoa, is that like a, are those giant people? Are those like giant, like giants?
In fact, that is the Jackson 5, is the birthplace of Michael Jackson.
It's Gary, Indiana. Of course it is.
Yeah, we knew that.
Literally, no, I mean, of course it is, because Gary just has that.
Yeah, that, like, magic in it.
And they create stars. Gary creates stars.
Now, you might be thinking, you know, why not visit the first through eighth largest cities in Indiana?
And
it's because they're garbage in comparison to the ninth largest city in Indiana, which is Gary, Indiana.
Well,
because
if you're visiting the top 10, you got to visit the ninth. That's just chronological.
Yeah. I mean, those other cities are arguably too many people.
Yeah.
You know, it's, overwhelming. You want the ninth largest city in Indiana.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, 69,000 people, the nice. Funny number. Like, 69. Like, here's the thing. You could have so many, like, zip codes. But this one only has 11, or it has 11. Like, compared, like, how many zip codes do you have, Aiden? Like, you personally, how many zip codes
personally,
do you have?
Personally, I only got one.
Aiden only has one zip code, but if you're in Gary, Indiana, you're going to have 11 different ones that you could choose from. Holy crap.
Truly the magic city.
I know. I'm pretty excited about it.
Now, you might be wondering, what do you do?
Aiden, what am I going to do in Gary, Indiana?
Start off, the childhood house of
Michael,
the one and only Michael
Jackson. Michael Jackson, of course, because Michael Jackson just grew up in Gary, Indiana, as you all know, as it's been very much expressed. Very wildly known.
You know, and you can also head to the U.S. Steel Yard.
Well, and the Steel Yard, well, actually, you know, the Steel Yard actually is a semi-pro baseball team. I don't know.
Incredible.
The stadium.
It's
the team.
The semi-pro, it's a baseball stadium. My apologies. So the Steel Yard was made into a baseball stadium. How cool is that?
Just the coolest.
I know.
Really.
I know. I'm like, you might look over all, like, you see, like, there might be a lot of buildings that, like, might be a little bit, what, decrepit, but, but there's, like, a baseball stadium. It's a Steel Yard. It's also the home of Gary South Shore Railcats, which is pretty odd. I mean, it's, you gotta go to a Railcats game every
once
or twice.
It's just, I mean, magical.
Once or twice. And this one actually clips a little bit closer to home for us, being in the Milwaukee area. It's right off of Lake Michigan.
You know, sometimes you think, gosh, I am just stuck in the Midwest right now,
right.
And I really need just some beach, you
know,
some beach action. And you can get that here. You can go and spend some time, theoretically in, you know, 40-degree weather,
of course.
It will still feel like a beach.
Yeah, I mean, and specifically Miller Beach, you can actually stop by. It's right by the Indiana Dunes National Park. Now, I'm not sure how many dunes you've been to, but there's a lot of them in Indiana.
You know, and do what else there is? Multiple business districts. And when I think, you know, I'm a businessman. And I like to see, and I think anyone that wants to go there probably is also a businessman.
I'm always like, I'm always searching. I'm running through my town. I'm like, crap, dude.
Not enough business.
Where's all the businesses? Oh, where's all the business districts? I'm like, I think you gotta hold me down.
Yeah, I mean, it is truly just magical. All those factories, cool scenes.
You gotta slow down. Oh my gosh! And boy, we don't even have to talk about this because, like, but we're gonna. It's obvious. But the smells of the city.
I mean, think about some of the things producing those wonderful smells, such as giant steel mills. You know, one of the biggest in the U.S.
Obviously. I mean, the giant steel mill, because, like, who doesn't like a good steel mill?
Yeah. It's a big part of what Indiana, Gary, Indiana is.
What are most things built on? Or, like, most big buildings?
They use a lot of steel.
How many big buildings you go into in a day? How many, probably?
At least 500 big
buildings. Yeah, and you want to know, and Gary is the reason that those
Gary
are there.
Gary is helping that number out.
I mean, in all honesty, they're just like, I really, the steel smell, that, like, you can't get over it.
Yeah, I wake up and I just think, if the first thing I could smell today would be steel, I would be a happier man.
My favorite thing is to just go, like, if I got a little cold or something, I just blow in my nose just straight black.
Yeah, it's truly a wonder.
Because, I mean, what, it's always green? Like, that's lame. Yeah. Like, if you want just straight black boogies.
You know what Gary says to that?
What?
Green, weak.
Yeah. He's like, well, they take it head on, and they're like, yeah, we're going to completely change your bodily functions to be some completely different. And, oh my gosh.
The houses. It's really a sight to behold.
I'm fighting going to Gary right now.
Yeah, I might just get up and leave and buy some tickets right here.
You know,
now.
And here's the thing. I just really want to go, like, let's see the next one that we got going on here. Oh my gosh.
Luxurious.
Gary, Indiana.
Like every single house in Gary, Indiana pretty much is just emulation of that. Like, I don't think you'll ever, and I think they're all pretty much
that iconic Gary style.
I mean, they're probably all like a house price too.
Yeah, they're probably priced just like houses.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they're like not house prices. Mm-hmm. Like, if you go into a store, you're not gonna find that. You're gonna find that in Gary, Indiana.
Exactly.
Like, you're not gonna find that at your local Walmart. You're gonna find that in Gary.
That's Gary exclusive right there.
Gary exclusive. Let's see the next one. Oh my God. Now
you might see that and think, oh dear, what happened?
Yeah, house like seems to,
they're making space for bigger, better houses because Gary, Indiana, truly is just, you know, they're the pinnacle of style.
The pinnacle. Now, like, exactly what Aiden's saying. They're just making room for more stuff. Yeah. Like, here's the thing. Do you see that window that's broken? Like, I mean, in genuinely driving down the street, like, if I see that, I don't see that as like, oh, broken down house, piece of art.
Yeah. It's, you know, just magic.
It's
the Magic City.
It's the Magic City. I mean, that they have the name for a reason, folks. I mean, it's really somewhere that you gotta be. It's somewhere. Do we have another one? All right. So I mean, it's somewhere that you gotta be. I mean, and it especially if you're into like scary dark places.
Yeah, if you're a big horror fan, which I know a lot of you listeners are.
Exactly.
There are over 13,000 abandoned buildings.
13,000.
All probably maybe haunted.
13,000. Now. I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking like, oh, it's probably all the buildings. It's probably all the houses that people don't live in.
You're
wrong. It is 19% of the houses are also the abandoned buildings. It's not just the businesses that people work in. It's the houses too. The houses are also abandoned. Like, imagine, like, how many ghosts do you think live in those houses? How many dead little girls do you think are in those houses?
Probably a lot.
All of them.
All of them
has at least one dead little girl. And I can guarantee you that they all have at least one dead. I mean, not that I...
It's a truly haunting place.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing in this.
And they all know your name, too. They all, like, you
will be called out by name by these ghosts.
They will try and interact with you. And, like, they might even, like, I don't know, throw stuff at you. But that's, like, that's not a guarantee. But it's happened. I wouldn't say it hasn't happened.
I believe the picture that was put in here was a old abandoned theater, actually.
Oh, spooky. Of course. And you know how many ghosts are going to be in there?
Probably like hundreds.
At least hundreds. And this is just a little bonus fact. And you want to throw this little bonus fact out there? You're going to like this a lot.
And this might seem negative until we spin it to a positive light.
Of course.
Efforts to rebuild have not been prevalent.
So, you know,
they don't want to rebuild.
More abandoned houses.
Because ghosts. I mean, need a place to stay, too.
I know. And honestly, they call it Magic City, but I mean, like, it's pretty much like, it's pretty much Ghost City.
Yeah.
Ghosts. I mean, that's not, I mean, we're just kind of spitballing. I mean, you can call up Gary and tell him yourself, but I think that they should rename it to Ghost City because, I mean, they probably have a lot of ghosts.
I mean, look at that.
Oh, my God. That is
haunted fun right there.
I just want to walk through there with, like, a remote and, like, just talk and just, like, talk to the ghosts through my remote.
Yeah, you know, it's just it's haunting. It just really is. When you look at that.
There's really no better way to put it. I'm telling you, I want to have a flashlight. And I have my little meter. And every time it hits red, my heart beats just a little bit faster.
Yeah, you know, and so really, if you're just a fan of just anything,
literally, Gary himself has all everything to offer.
I don't know if you guys can, like, you know, see, like, where at least, like, some, like, remnants of stained glass and just, like, the, like, window architecture.
Of course, and I'm sure there's a ton of rust.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
I'm sure there's a lot of technical.
An old cathedral.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got your tetanus shot.
I am pro rust.
Exactly. You got your tetanus shot, you don't got anything to worry about. Like, you can walk over there barefoot if you want.
Yeah. you can show your friends just how immunized you are to rust.
Exactly. I mean, and that's really, I mean, and that's, I mean, like, I mean, sure, there might be glass on the floor, but, like, there's glass
AKA
everywhere.
Something to bring home, a little souvenir.
Exactly.
For free, might I add.
Did you guys
Thank
know
you,
that,
Gary, Indiana.
Did you guys know that sand is made out of glass, or glass is made out of sand? Did you know that? So there's pretty much, you're at a beach, pretty much?
Yeah, another beach right there.
And in the middle of a church, there's a beach going on. That's, I mean, and, oh my, like, exactly. Exactly. Like, you see, do you see what's going on here?
You talk about atmosphere. It is just great.
Like, how many old spooky plays are going on right there?
Yeah, I mean, do you know how many abandoned, scary buildings I've been to?
Like,
not because I haven't been to Gary, Indiana. But if I go there, that's probably all I'll be able to do.
Exactly. That's, I mean, and that's all, it's really all they have to offer. I mean, besides the steel, obviously.
Yeah, besides that.
Besides, I mean, like,
very cool steel.
Which, I mean, and really, what else do you need?
Yeah.
Steel, abandoned buildings. I mean, what, maybe one or two.
Like food,
maybe,
water, maybe.
Maybe one or two beaches, too.
You know, Kyle, I will bring this up because this is something you kind of said earlier. If you look in the back over there, you are seeing little remnants of, like, graffiti. Do you just consider this, like, you know, I know you said you were anti-graffiti earlier. Do you consider that?
Well, here's the thing, and I don't see any bathrooms in sight.
Fair play.
So, I mean, graffiti in the bathroom, not big fan of, but graffiti in Gary is art. Nice. I'm with Aiden on that. It's 100% art. I mean, and just look at the architecture and, like, how much architecture has fallen. I mean, that just really shows you, like, really.
I mean, are you a big history buff?
Yeah.
That's history right there.
I mean, like, what do you think happened? Like, there could have been, like, maybe, like, a bad storm that, like, flew in, and then there was, like, thunder that shook the building, and, like, you big, I mean, weather people also probably would thrive here.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, it lacks nothing.
Exactly.
It's just truly an all-around. If you like history, if you like abandoned buildings, and by God, if you like beaches.
Those
are the three things people vacation for.
What are some other things that you need to consider, Aiden? Like, especially when you're going to this place, what are some other things?
Now, unfortunately, some abandoned buildings are being taken down.
Which, I might as well start a petition to stop that.
Yeah, lame. But on the upside, the population's on a decline, which means more abandoned buildings are popping up.
What's there else you gotta ask for?
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Now, also, these buildings, it's an aging city. They're mm-hmm. very old.
Uh-huh.
History.
Exactly.
You're going to be part of it.
I mean, and you go in there and say, like, you maybe, like, you break a leg or something. And like Aiden said, you're a part of the history. Like, say, you go in there and, like, I'm not pro breaking anything, but maybe toss a few rocks at a window. I don't know. I mean, all the other windows are broken. I'm not saying to do that. But if I'm – my – now – here's the thing with Gary, I've personally never visited, but I know me and Aiden have it on our list.
No, yeah, it's in the works to get there because it's top priority too.
I think we were planning on doing a live pod from Gary, but
yeah,
I mean we've got to talk to our manager.
An assortment of abandoned buildings.
Of course, and I think we were gonna do like a minute in each building, and I don't even think that would fill up anything.
Yeah, really,
like that would be like probably like a that probably be like an 18-hour podcast.
It would be great.
Right, which. And we could like and we could interview the ghosts. I mean, like, there's just so many things. I think you should go to Gary right now, Aiden.
Gary, Indiana. It's a place you can visit.
It's a place you can visit. It's a place you can maybe go to the beach.
Yeah.
Very cool, guys. Thank you so much. Wow, what a place! Am I right?
Just incredible.
Thank you.
It's my little kiss noise, Nick. That's me saying good job.
Yeah, this is not nearly as smooth a transition here, but...
I know, you had a good segue
probably,
last time.
Yeah, probably it's equally as important, I would say. Kyle, we're approaching that time, and that is for your weekly TikTok.
I'm really excited about this one. Last one spurred a little bit more of a conversation than this one, because last one, I don't know, it had stuff that like I could be like, all right, what's going on here? It also like, is a little bit more audio heavy. This one is a lot less audio heavy. You can click play on it, Nick, and I'll explain what's going on for the audio
ready,
listeners.
Aiden?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And so it's a man presumably a man in a dress who's having a great. He's literally prancing around in a park with a miniature pony.
Pony's looking like it's having a good time.
No, he probably taught this pony tricks. They just kiss. They kiss on the lips. And then do you think he raised this pony? Like, do you think like, or do you think he just like all of a sudden he's like, I want a pony. And then he teaches him all the tricks. He definitely taught him all those tricks. He taught that pony all those tricks.
Yeah, I bet he
did. You hate my TikToks. You hate all the ones that I bring in.
The biggest, the thing that I have to take from that is just, if I had to sum that TikTok in one word, bold.
The one that I chose?
Yes.
You think it's bold?
I think, well, just the content's in it, you know, like,
oh, you
just
don't think,
dancing with the horse.
Oh,
you
I
know.
Thought you were like, oh, that's a bold choice.
No, I didn't think of it like that. I just thought, you know, like, you know, amazing. You're dancing with a pony.
In a park, in a public.
Yeah.
Somebody's recording that.
Yeah.
Who's behind the camera?
And,
that's what I want to know.
Yeah, did you see that guy's haircut? He had like a little like bun, like a little like ponytail in
yeah.
the back, and he has like the
he's repping the pony.
He has he doesn't have anything on the top for his hair.
Exactly.
He,
you're right, Nick. He's like the most bold man. Like that guy probably has bigger balls than you, Aiden.
Am I like out of touch? That was just not great. Am I crazy?
Aiden,
no.
can you sum that up? What you saw in one word?
Yeah, what did
Explain
you see?
Explain
why. Why are you not inspired by this man?
And then Kyle, we'll go to you with your one word after
I'm
Aiden because you presented
by
it.
This man.
I mean, it was a TikTok, certainly. It started, had an ending. Guy dancing with his pony. You know, I guess somewhat pleasing on the eyes.
The pony or the man?
Both. I fear for the audio listeners.
That's why I explained it.
Might be completely useless for them.
Go to the YouTube version and see what I'm talking about, because Nick and I apparently see something that Aiden doesn't, and I.
Oh, we see a lot.
I.
There is a lot on that screen.
I'm inspired by that man. I think that I think that he truly is just showing his love.
So is it funny to you or is
it's
it...
both? It's amazing. It's funny. It is funny. You don't think it's funny? You don't think a man in a leotard jumping around with a pony in a park isn't funny? I feel like I bring these to like make us laugh, and then Aiden just comes at me like I'm a goddamn asshole.
When did I say that? I didn't say
You're
that.
Like, you think this is funny? This is funny to you?
I was just getting clarification on what made you think this is the video. I've seen TikToks all week.
You're bringing it in next week.
And this is the one.
Next week, you're going to bring it in.
So I gave my one word. I said bold. Aiden, what's your one word to describe
what's
it?
What's your one word?
Questionable.
Okay. I think you've elaborated on it a lot already. I don't think you need to say more.
Mine is inspirational, Nick.
Inspirational. Bold, questionable, inspirational.
And I think Nick and I's go hand in hand.
I mean, it's not that I don't like the video.
You think my choice was questionable?
Yeah, just for this medium of entertainment.
I think you're looking too much into it, and I think it. Austin, what's your opinion? We're gonna bring in the videographer to this. Did you watch it?
No, I missed it.
Whatever. It was a man dancing with a pony in a park. That's all you need to know.
In a blue leotard.
I mean, do we even know if it was a park? It looked like just a random forest.
But I mean, it was pretty open. It looked like a park.
Yeah. Do you know what else is open and has trees? Like a farm, his own probably his own farm.
This is spurring a lot more conversation than I thought it was going to be, but which is fine, Aiden. And I'm glad that for some reason we're debating this TikTok of a man who is in a park.
This word park keeps getting thrown around.
Can you
like
pull it
something.
Up? Nick, did you close it out?
I did. Would you like me to pull it up?
No, it's fine. I remember what it looked like, and it definitely was a park.
Oh, I bet it definitely replayed through your head multiple times.
Nick, it was a park, right?
I saw like some like buildings in the back. It kind of looked like a farm to me.
Right, a farm?
I might as well.
A farm?
Like, if you look in the back.
Pulling shit out of your
I
ass.
Thought I saw a farm.
Farm vibes.
Oh, maybe I'm just blind. I thought, no, it's probably a different angle.
Oh, crap, it must be a different angle.
Unless it's not. Oh, yeah, you see, like, the, like, land in the back?
Which could also be on a park.
Yeah, you see, like, those little, like, houses and, like, you see, like, all that, like, acreage and everything. See? Yeah.
That doesn't have to be a barn. That could be, like, a... I'm just, like, look how cute that horse is.
Yeah, I love the video, Kyle. It's a great video.
It's funny, but it's also so goddamn inspirational.
Watch that potty mouth of yours.
You gotta
Austin,
have...
do you have a word to describe it now that you've seen it?
Austin, I want to hear what you have to say. Talking to Nick's mic. You have to talk to Nick's mic.
Yeah, we can share.
Mesmerizing.
That's Nick's.
Wow.
That's Nick's mic that he's talking to. It's mesmerizing is a very, very good word. Do you agree? You agree that it's a very inspirational and mesmerizing. Aiden said, Aiden just thought that you think I'm a bad podcast.
I just think maybe that, you know, the next video maybe have something a little more.
So you want, Nick, do I get privileges to bring in the next video, or do you want to provide, or if you want to bring it in?
I think you should both bring in that video.
I think you should, you bring in your own video. And we'll,
I think Aiden has to be the guy now.
Aiden definitely has to bring in his own video. If all of a sudden Kyle's video is questionable, it's like, oh, well, I could have brought in a much
better video. Yeah.
No, I could have brought in a much like more like tame, like bland video. I feel like that. It's like I was scrolling and I was like, none of these. I was always watching. I was like, this is it.
I don't really use TikTok. Maybe I'll scroll through, see what
TikTok and Instagram Reels are very different.
Instagram Reels are special.
I watched an Instagram Reel recently and it kind of made me scared. Where the caption should have put me off immediately, but it was like, the kid's yelling like he broke his arm, and then the kid immediately like severely broke his arm, and I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Yeah, Instagram, it's like a stressful watch.
I know.
Chances of seeing something horrifying are really high.
I'm so scared every single time that like I turn it on that I'm like, am I gonna watch somebody like pass away right now?
Yeah, I feel like TikTok's a lot more just like fun.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun. Was that not fun?
Yeah.
You're not gonna see. I mean, you're gonna see that on Reels. You're gonna see. What did you say, Nick?
It's just Aiden's word.
You're not gonna see that on Reels like that. The comments on Instagram are gonna be severely different from
severely different. The Instagram Reels comments are unhinged.
They're so funny. Yeah. I love Instagram Reels because they're just. I mean, I would never ever comment on a TikTok or comment on an Instagram and like. Say the out of pocket stuff that they're saying.
Yeah, they do not hold back.
But it's just so funny because like they just like, I don't know, they like compare it. I wish I could post that on Reels and like read the TikTok or read the comments, but most of the time they're not gonna be like PC. Like they're gonna be like the most foul stuff,
like the most degenerate things.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But like that's low key why it's funny, and I'm not like pro that, but I'm kind of like if you're gonna do it. I think it's a little silly, but I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I think now is like a good time to break into our last segment.
Yeah, can you explain this thing?
Yeah, this is called co-authorization. Kyle, Aiden, you guys are gonna be telling me a story. Okay?
You guys can't see me; they're playing footsie behind this ottoman.
And we've officially gone full circle from when we started the podcast today. This is good because this is actually kind of what I want this story to be about. We talked about a lot of different things today.
Should we bring Lakin in here?
I don't know. I mean, it could come up, but we laughed. We didn't dance.
We laughed. We cried.
I think Aiden wanted to.
Aiden
after that
tried
last
because
segment.
You want to know why? Because he realized he couldn't go to Gary, Indiana.
Here's the thing. You guys are gonna be telling me the story, except, the thing is, you trade off sentences. Okay.
All right.
So Kyle's gonna say a sentence, and Aiden's gonna say a sentence. You guys are trying to make a cohesive story. Okay.
Any story? Are you gonna give us like a prompt?
Yes. So, right. I did do some thinking about this.
I'm excited about
it. I did a lot of thinking about this. And like I said, we talked about it a lot today. We talked about some of your holidays. We talked about your bathroom of the week.
Oh,
we talked
yeah.
about some of your, you know, traveling to other places around the country. We
grits.
Talked about Gary, Indiana. We talked about, and here we are now. So, we are going to tell the story.
My
and
pony.
It is going to be titled... The night before Stankmas, okay?
Yeah, let's go.
So, you guys have as much creative freedom as you'd like.
We're telling a story
cool
to the audience, I'm assuming, correct?
And me.
Like a little bedtime story sort of thing?
Yeah, I'm getting a little...
You get a little sleepy?
Me, if you know what I'm saying.
I was
gonna make a sound effect. Yeah, you have you have a lots of stuff that you said earlier. You know what to talk about now. So
you remember what you guys, said about things? Remember the backstory?
I mean,
I remember the backstory.
It's just who wants to start first off? Because
I'm okay with starting.
Yeah, sure.
Kyle started.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So we are listening to the premiere of the book or story, The Night Before Stankmas, as told by Kyle and Aiden.
'Twas the night before Stankmas, and all through the city, there was a smell of nothing, which made people a little bit off-putting.
It's supposed to rhyme.
No.
That's it. The city, which was lacking in smell, was a crushing, oppressive city. No one in the area felt the freedom they needed to express their smells how they wanted.
Run by Mayor Clean himself, he never let any sort of odor or just very anti-stank. He never let it into the city.
That was until one man, full name Gary Indiana, came through the city.
Gary held sort of a hierarchy with the stank community. He created a platform for himself to make the stink into what it is today.
So it's safe to say Gary was the father of the stink. While others adopted it, he was born in it.
Now, Gary entered this city knowing he had a little bit of background of what this city sort of offered. He knew about Mr. Clean. He knew about how there was no stink offered in this city, and he entered it knowing that he had to change it.
So he went in there and prepared. He grabbed the stinkiest things he could find. Dumpsters, garbage cans, spoiled food, and he rubbed it on his body.
He made a deodorant out of it. He made the first anti-deodorant that, I mean, it never took off after that, but he put a staple in the deodorant community, where he just came in with this stink, and really put a dent in this clean town, really. And Mr. Clean noticed right away.
So while in preparation for his stank, when he finally felt he was ready, he took to the streets to face Mayor Clean.
Now, Mayor Clean wasn't happy. Mayor Clean was not happy at all. He sort of jumped out of his seat once he learned that, because and as much as Gary knew about Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean knew about Mr. Gary. So they butted heads. They've had their backgrounds. They have their past.
If they have their past, they weren't just meeting.
Well, they don't know each other.
Right.
They know of each other.
So Mary Clean and Gary faced off in the streets. A violent battle with many interesting details.
Sludge ran from the sparkly clean sewer drains. Just sludge started coming up from Gary's side, and the best way it could be said is, because it didn't exist back then, Febreze was just, it was just all you could smell on Mr. Clean's side.
The battle was close until Gary had the support of the entire community backing him up to face the oppressive nature of Mayor Clean.
Now, people weren't enthused with Mr. Clean's sort of initiation towards the cleanliness. They kind of wanted a little bit of stank in the world. So they were happy to see that Gary was finally making a stand against Mayor Clean himself.
And with the support of the community, Gary destroyed Mayor Clean, thus raining stank down upon the entire city,
Now, Mr. Clean, he was not put away, but he was for sure pushed out of the city. So now we just universally celebrate Stankmas as the day that Gary kind of took over.
In remembrance to the man that brought the stank.
Wow,
Gary Indiana,
that was a masterpiece.
Now, if you, I mean, you can play that for your kids whenever you, whenever they're like sleepy or something.
Oh yeah.
Your kids are a little too clean.
Yeah, if they're too clean, they're like, I know like kids love taking like showers and baths and stuff, so they just play that for them whenever they want to do that, because that's just to promote the stink, promote it.
Very cool.
Promote like dirt and stuff, dirt and sludge.
Cool.
Well, I'm glad that we talked about Gary a few times, and do you have anything to say before we close out this episode, Aiden?
I mean, other than giving thanks for everyone listening and watching.
Thank you for showing your appreciation. I hope you like the set that we built. If you want anything else to be done, if you think that you have any like things that you think me and Aiden could work on, like we're all for
feedback.
We want the criticism. We are an amateur podcast, but we're trying to do what the big ones don't, and that's put a dent in your hearts. So
also, just one other thing. We did just launch an Instagram at Dangerous Curves Pod.
At Dangerous Curves Pod.
Make sure you follow that. We're going to be branching out to TikTok and YouTube shortly as well. But in the meantime,
YouTube should be up by at this point.
Well, just like more established and everything.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Follow on there if you like what you see.
And just support the small guys.
That's you, Kyle. You're the small guy.
I'm a small little boy. I'm a small little guy. Aiden's a... small little guy too.
Take your fucking next words.
He's a small little
guy. He's just a little husky.
I take that to heart.
So
quit.
Once again, thank you for listening to the Dangerous Curse podcast. If you like, listen on everything. We're gonna be on all streaming platforms, and as well as if you want to watch the video version, it's gonna be on YouTube. We don't have a set date of when everything is gonna be set out. Just stay up to date with our Instagram and everything that we're posting on, and then. I guess thanks again for sitting through this.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
See ya.